this thing.
Let's do this thing. Let's do this thing. Here we go. Is this thing on? Is this thing on? Welcome to the Start From Scratch podcast show. I'm your host, Troy Williams. We are back for another great episode. Did you miss me? This is the first episode of the year. This is Pod 206. First episode of 2024. We're here, baby. We're here. I know you look. I'll never leave you or forsake you. Okay? Just been busy as usual. Just been doing my thing. You know, handling some business. Set some traps and checking them. You know how it goes out here in these mean streets. But yeah, Pod 206. I hope I got that right. Who knows at this point? Does it even matter? We're just going to call this the update. You know how you update your iPhone? This is the update. You know, you get it every every quarter? Every quarter you get an update. That's what this is. You're getting your Start From Scratch podcast update. Pod 206, man. Pod 206. I hope you guys are doing good out there. Hope the year's going great for you so far. Hold on. Actually, you know, whatever. It is what it is at this point. Just be happy you made it to 2024. Because what do I always say? Buckle up. Buckle up, man. But yeah, let's get the shout outs out the way. Follow us on What are we doing? Follow us on IG. Let me get it together. Follow us on IG. Start From Scratch Podcast, all one word. That's Start From Scratch Podcast, all one word. You can also follow our YouTube channel, Start From Scratch Podcast. Go ahead and like and subscribe. You know, try my best to put some videos up there. But yeah, follow us on the YouTubes, and then you can follow me on X, formerly Twitter. X, formerly known as Twitter, @original_TB, because I tweet sometimes. Tweet sometimes, man. But yeah, man, look. What's new, man? If you're living in California, it's honestly been raining in California since December, on and off, you know, just pretty consistently just giving us some rain. And this past couple of weeks it's just been heavy. It's been coming down rough, not just in the Bay Area, but in Southern Cal as well. Let me correct that. It's not really rain or storm. It's an atmospheric river. That's what's going on there. An atmospheric river. So we've been getting hit with some atmospheric rivers, and it doesn't seem. I mean, look, I thought today. What are we on? It's the 7th, February 7th. Also, Happy Black History Month as well. Let me get that out there. Throw that out there. Yeah, Happy Black History Month, man. So I mean, I thought it was gonna stop raining today, but no, it just keeps. It's scattered showers too. It's scattered showers. Like, it'll rain like a good 2 hours, and the sun come out. You're like, oh, okay. Then the sun come out for like 30 minutes, maybe less than that, 15 minutes, and it was like pouring down. Like today it was hailing today. Like, where the hell did that come from? But I guess it's more. They're getting it worse. In the North Bay, like Santa Rosa, Napa, I guess they're getting pretty bad up there. And then Southern California has been getting bad as well. I mean, I think they had they had more than a foot of rain dumped in parts of Southern California. I saw some images of just like downtown LA looked like rivers were just flowing through it. So, yeah, man, hopefully we get a break this time. So let's check the weather right now. Let's just see what we got ahead of us. So, according to the forecast for the next week or so, we should be good. Look like we'll be in the mid-60s, you know, high, you know, mid-60s, low-60s temperature rain. So, yeah, I'm just over it. I'm over the rain, man. I'm over the rain. I can't go outside and get buckets like I used to during in the middle of the day and kind of break my day up, go outside and shoot around. No, because it's raining. But hey, sometimes I still go. Gotta get those buckets. And speaking of getting buckets, man, I mean, your boy, I've just been out here killing him. Last weekend, we were playing hoops and they were just like, I mean, so give some context here. So all of last year, I had a pretty bad foot injury. I don't want to get into it because it's kind of gross. But for the most part, it was very painful for me to walk and for sure run. But it didn't stop me. You know, I was pretty much, you know, I'll just say I was at probably like maybe 70% of, you know, of what I'm capable of doing for majority of last year because of this foot injury. But I kept playing, but now I'm fully healed. I've been delivered. Okay? I'm healed. And man. And so, you know, I've been kind of, you know, getting loose and stuff, you know, last few weeks. And so we played on Saturday. I played from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. Two different open runs. And all they could say was, the 7 a.m. one went from 7 to 9. And I'm out there just killing them. They said, "What did you eat this morning?" I said, "Hey, man, I'm back. I'm back. The next time you on my team, They're like, "We never seen you play like this before." I'm like, "Man, because you didn't know, because you didn't see it before, because I wasn't doing it. Y'all didn't know I was hurt, but I'm back." Okay. They asked me what I ate. Okay. Nothing. Just woke up hungry. Okay. Just woke up hungry for victory. Okay. That's what I ate. I ate victory. Okay, man, kill him. And we were playing at this new gym that we go to now, and this other team wanted to play. Their five wanted to play against our five. I'm like, all right, we're like, whatever. Let's go. We're pretty warmed up. Score is to we're playing the what? He said, I think we're playing the 16. Yeah, he said we're playing the 16. And so we're going back and forth, and I think. We had the score was 14 to 15. And it's our ball. And I'm like, you know what? And we're playing ones and twos, right? Ones and twos. So inside's 1 point and then 3 point lines were two. So we got the ball 14, 15. We're down one. Like I said, we're playing the 16. So I'm thinking straight up. So I get then we inbound the ball. I'm dribbling the ball up the court, and I went Steph Curry, Damian Lillard mode on him and just pulled up from like 2-3 feet from the three-point line and just yak him. Mamba mentality style. Game, 15-16. You know what the nerd had to say to RT? This was them after I hit that dagger.
It's win by two.
We was like, what? And because we didn't want no smoke, we was like, all right, we gonna just, you know, whatever. And they ain't no win the game. Because we was like, you know, whatever. But if it had been anywhere else, because like I said, it's our first time going to this gym. If it would have been anywhere else, I'm like, man, y'all didn't say that. Nah, we won. Y'all supposed to say that at the beginning of the game, which is the rule. You say win by two or straight up at the beginning of the game. You don't say nothing, it's straight up. You gotta confirm that stuff. You can't do it after. And they tried to. I was like, man, whatever. They was like, man, y'all won that game. They can't do it. I was like, yeah, I just wasn't trying to argue. I'm a peaceful man. Okay? But like I said, your boy's back. I'm back. Yes, sir. So yeah, you know, we just are still getting buckets. You know what I'm saying? You know, like I said, don't F around and find out with me. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay. But yeah, so that's what's been going on with me. But let's what else is going on in the news? Let's see. Oakland. Let's talk about Oakland. Since, you know, on the topic of Californian rain, and let's talk about what's going on in Oakland. Apparently, Oakland is going through a rough time right now. A lot of businesses are leaving Oakland. Let's see right here. If you've been paying attention to the news, here in the Bay Area, just recently, In-N-Out Burger near the Hagen Burger exit. It's kind of by the airport. They announced that they are shutting down. They are leaving Oakland. Just in that location. They'll still have In-N-Outs. In other places in California, but in that location, they're like, we're shutting it down. Too many burglaries, too many carjackings, too many thefts, everything. Just, they said, we got to go. We got to go. And it was like, I heard that, said, damn. In-N-Out said, we can't do it no more. And it's funny because In-N-Out said they announced they're shutting down because I think maybe a year or two ago, I was at In-N-Out over in San Leandro. San Leandro. And I went inside to get place my order or whatever. And some dudes who pulled up in an SUV. You can clearly tell they were like from out of town or like on a business trip or whatever. But they went to In-N-Out. I was actually in line in front of them. And they ordered their food or whatever. And while we're waiting, I ordered my food, they ordered their food. And while we're waiting, I guess one of the dudes went to go check on the car or something. And he came back and was like, man, oh my God, they just jacked all our luggage. And I was like, damn. California nasty. Bay Area nasty for that. These dudes just came in from wherever. And was like, look, let's just get a burger and go on about our day. While they was inside ordering their food, they got jacked. And that's in San Leandro. So you know Oakland's way worse. Okay? So, and then I said, we can't do it. I'm like, dang, what is wrong with Negroes? And then it gets worse. It's not just In-N-Out. I got a list here. Here we go. Denny closes Oakland location due to safety concerns. Oakland's only Denny's restaurant, located in the 600 block of Hagenberg Road, was shut. They already shut down. They didn't even say we're going to shut down. They said we're done. Was shut down due to because of safety concerns. The company confirmed on February 1st. What else? The area of Hagenberg Road has been plagued by robberies and car break-ins. Starbucks, Black Bear Diner, and others have already closed in the same area. Subway on 98th Avenue also permanently closed recently due to crime.
Subway can't even stay open. What y'all stealing sandwiches?
Dang. And it's bad. It's bad in Oakland, man. Clorox hires security to protect Oakland employees. Clorox, located at 12th Street and Broadway, is now hiring extra uniformed security guards to escort employees to and from the bar, parking garages, restaurants, and coffee shops. Damn. The company, which has been based in Oakland for 110 years, says the safety of its employees is its high priority. You can't even get to your job without getting robbed. Ain't that something? And then this one. I saw this on the news a few weeks ago. Kaiser Permanente employs. Kaiser warns employees of Oakland crime concerns. Apparently, Kaiser told their employees, we don't want you leaving the headquarters for lunch anymore. You need to bring a lunch from home, because if you go outside, you're going to get robbed. And I said, damn. Do you need to just shut all of Oakland down? I know Gavin Newsom just, what do you do? He just got 100+ police officers to Oakland a couple days ago. Yeah, he just deployed like 110 highway patrol officers to Oakland. So, I mean, I hope that does something, because other than that, man, Oakland is just nasty. I only go to Oakland because they're the gym I go to in Oakland. But that's the only reason I go to Oakland nowadays. I mean, I hate to make it sound worse than what it is, but it is. It's just like, no, every time I park there, when I go to the gym, I park there, I make sure I got nothing in my car, everything. Even the iPhone charger got to get wrapped up and put in the glove compartment. It's just, no. I don't want them looking here and think anything goes down. It's just bad. You just don't want to tempt it, because they just jacking dudes. They just, just bipping, breaking in your windows. I mean, I used to kick in Oakland all the time. And I hate that it's coming to this, man. So, yeah, man. Oakland, Oakland's bad. So, yeah, looks like businesses is leaving. When In-N-Out goes, the burger spot said, y'all doing too much.
Starbucks.
Y'all still in coffee? What is going on? Still in coffee. And still in sandwiches. What did Black Bear Diner have to ever do to you Negroes in Oakland? Just crazy. It's crazy. I don't know if you can fix it. The A's is leaving Oakland. I guess that's still pending, but yeah, man. It's nasty. It's nasty, nasty. What else is going on? Let's see. The Grammys. The Grammys was this past weekend. Killer Mike took on 3 Grammys. I'm trying to remember what the category was for Best Rap Album, Best Rap Performance, and I forget what the other category was, but he won 3 Grammys, so shout out to Killer Mike, huge artist out of Atlanta. If you haven't heard about him, check him out. Huge on owning black businesses, huge on being entrepreneur and spending the black dollar. So he's a very positive dude, very, you know, he's involved in politics as well, and he's just a good brother, man. I checked out his, honestly, when I saw he won, I was like, really? Because, you know, I didn't, because I remember when his album came out earlier last year. And I glanced, you know, I kind of ran through it real quick. But I wasn't like, oh, God, whatever. But I had to listen to it again once he won the 3 Grammys. And look, it's still nothing to really like, in my opinion, still nothing to be like, whoa, that's hard. But it is a good album. Well produced, well thought out, very intentional album. And it does have slaps on there. He's just never going to get like the, I don't know. I don't know what it is. Because you asked me who gets the Grammys. I said Future. just give it to Future every year. You know what I mean? Obviously Drake's one of the, you know, big artists in hip hop. But no, I mean, look, he deserved it. I think he got nominated for or won a Grammy with The Outkast years ago. With that Speaker Box and Love Below album or whatever. So good for him. Shout out to Killer Mike. I've never been a huge fan of the Grammys. I won't say never, but it's been a while since I cared about the Grammys. It's been a very long time. I'm trying to think the last time I really cared. And I know Jay-Z made this whole speech about how certain artists don't get nominated but never win, and they don't deserve the ones that do win don't deserve to win. I'm just gonna say that honestly, I don't care. I feel like the Grammys was something we admired when you were a kid. And then as you get older, especially in this day and age with all the information we have, I'm just like, eh, who cares? What do you get? What do you get for a Grammy? I mean, obviously you get some more notoriety, which is great. Don't get me wrong. But like, who cares? What do you do after you win a Grammy? You go, damn. Do you say you're the greatest in the world? I don't think Grammys hold us these days hold that kind of weight. I think if you really pay attention to who wins the Grammys these days, or in the last recent years, it all seems pretty political. You know what I mean? Is Taylor Swift really the best? We'll talk about her later. But Taylor Swift really deserve to win every year? I don't know. But she did have my nephew crying at one of her concerts. You know, I could be disconnected. I don't know. Half the people who win, I don't even know. So yeah, Who cares? But no, if you win a Grammy, shout out to you. Congratulations. But then Killer Mike got arrested apparently after he won his Grammy. I guess he, you know, assault, I don't know what he did. I don't want to make anything up. I know he made a statement. Basically, he got into a little altercation with one of the female security guards and ended up with him being put in handcuffs. It was a misdemeanor. He's home now, whatever. You know, he's back home safe. But I was like, damn, you win 3 Grammys and get arrested? Never seen that one before. I think I saw a comment where it was like, whoa, during the Oscars, Will Smith slapped somebody. Still didn't get arrested. Okay? He just said, move out the way, security. rest of them. Just won 3 Grammys. How you get arrested for winning 3 Grammys? Anyways, I brought up Taylor Swift, which brings me to my next topic. Super Bowl. Super Bowl will be held this Sunday, right? This Sunday. In Las Vegas, Nevada. Kansas City Chiefs versus the 49ers. San Francisco 49ers, man. Look, congratulations to the Niners. You know, I'm in the Bay Area, so that's a big deal that they are in the Super Bowl. Yeah, everyone's pretty excited about this game. I don't know who's going to win. I don't know. But, you know, I'm a conspiracy theorist at heart most of the time. I'm always thinking this conspiracy. And I wouldn't be that original with this take. But given that we know the NFL's rigged, let's just start off there. Okay. Given that we know the NFL's rigged, and they've been running with this Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift story for so long, I just think they want the Chiefs to win. I want the Niners to win. I just think they want the Kansas City Chiefs to pull this through. And you know, look, I'm just saying. You know, everyone thinks the NFL scripted anyway. Even former players have said such a thing. So, but yeah, we'll see. I was going to go to the game, but that got canceled. Plans changed there. I wasn't going to go to the game. I was going to be in Vegas enjoying the festivities. But at the same time, I'm kind of glad I'm not going because I'm pretty sure it's going to be I'm not going to say glad. I would love to go. Be kind of maybe a once in a lifetime opportunity. But yeah, it's probably going to be a lot. Vegas is a lot without the Super Bowl. And this is going to be the first year with the Super Bowl. So yeah, that's going to be, I'm starting Friday, is from Friday to Monday, it's going to be lit in Vegas. 1,010%. It's going to be crazy. And so, and to be honest, I don't have the energy for that. I don't have the energy for it. I'd rather watch it at a friend's house or maybe at a bar or something and then go home after. Because, hey, guess what? I'm not playing in the game. And guess what? I don't get anything if they win. Okay? I don't get nothing. Okay? Whoever wins, I get nothing. So, but yeah, I mean, look, like I said, conspiracy theory Troy says Kansas City and the Taylor Swifts are going to win. But I want the Niners to win. I think they got the better offensive team. They got more offensive weapons between Deebo Samuels, McCaffrey, Kittle, you know what I'm saying? Purdy's he's figuring it out, you know? I think they could win, but Kansas City also is more experienced. Patrick Mahomes has been here 4 times. So, I think he's 2-2 in the Super Bowl. So, he's 1-2, he's lost 2. So we'll see. I don't know, but I'll be watching. Should be entertaining, and then you're gonna have Usher performing at halftime, which is gonna be, you know, we're all, look, if you're between the ages of, no, put it this way, if you're born before 1999, you're gonna be singing every song. Okay, if you're born before 1999, you're gonna be singing every song at this Super Bowl halftime show. I know I am. I got all, you know what songs you're gonna do.
You got it bad. You don't gotta call. It's okay, girl.
What's the other one?
These are my confessions. Just when I thought I said I could say, she's on my mind. Said she got one on the way. Man, I'm broken. I don't know what to do.
What else? You know he's going to do Yeah with Lil Jon Ludacris. You know that's happening. What else? Somebody, I mean, you know he's going to tear it up.
7 o'clock on the dot. I'm in my drop top. Cruising the streets.
Did I hit that note right? let me try that one more time. I know something's stuck in my throat. There we go.
It's 7 o'clock on the dot. I'm in my.
You know, I'll believe it. You know, you get the hint. You get the point, right? You get it. You get it. You get it. But yeah, so but you know, should be fun. Should be a fun watch. Should be a fun watch. Hope you guys stay safe out there watching the Super Bowl. But okay. Before we get out, yeah, that's pretty much it. Before I get out of here, shout out to Kobe Bryant and his daughter, you know, Gigi. But Kobe will be getting his statue unveiled tomorrow. It will be February 8th in the year 24th. So 2, that was Gigi's number. 24, two, that was Gigi's number. Then 8th, that was Kobe's number for first half of his career. And then 2024, that was his jersey he retired, the jersey number he retired in. So 2-8-24, it's a very, you know, significant date. And they'll be unveiling his statue tomorrow. So I'm excited to see it. And yeah, man, look, you know, miss the Mamba every day. So he'll be joining... I think they got Chuck Hearn up there, one of the broadcasters. They got Kareem's got a statue. Magic Johnson's got a statue. Shaq has a statue as well. And the only one missing right now is Kobe Bean Bryant. So that should be dope. I'm hoping they, you know, air it live. I'm sure there'll be a link or something where you can watch the unveiling of the Kobe statue. So that should be dope. So yeah, check that out. And yeah, I think that's going to do it for the first episode of the year 2024, the Kobe year, 2024. First episode, Pod 206 is out. And before I get out of here, don't send me, I'm just going to say this one time. Don't send me any leaked Drake videos. Okay. I'm not clicking on them. Okay. I know what you guys are doing out there on the in the X/Twitter universe and on the TikToks. Don't send them here. I'm not going to watch them. And don't try to make me, okay? I'm not watching Drake do anything with his wee-wee, okay? Just want to put that out there, okay? There's some leaked Drake video footage, and I don't need you sending it to me. I'm not clicking on it, okay? Just want to make that clear. Start from scratch podcast. Troy Williams, I'm out.